So I kept tumbling over in my mind, well, how will I guess I'm going to have to go to an instrument maker, you know, a luthier, and have them take the neck of a five-string banjo and attach it to the body of a guitar, and that way I'll have my shorter fifth string up at the top. But then after years of tumbling this around in my mind, I finally looked right down at my own banjo, and on my banjo there's a metal little strip of brass, actually, that is called a sliding fifth string capo, and it lets you just press your... It's the equivalent of holding down that fifth string so that, you know, for people who play guitar or some other stringed instruments, and you know what it's like to capo an instrument. When you want to change the key, you put a capo on the guitar and it raises everything up a half step, maybe two half steps. But on a banjo, when you do that, you also have to deal with that fifth string. And so some old timers will nail a model railroad, the stake, you know, part of a model railroad that holds down the track. They'll nail those little things that are really made for toy railroads, and they'll nail those periodically up the fingerboard along the fifth string, and then they can tuck the fifth string in there if they need to capo it. But this replaces that, and it's a sliding fifth string that makes it, fifth string capo, that makes it possible for you to, when you capo up on the other four strings, you can take the sliding fifth string capo and just move it up. Anyway, long story short, long story less long, I thought I could possibly attach one of those to a guitar and just leave the capo down at the fifth string and kind of shorten the string that away, and I won't have to have the silly look of a banjo neck attached to a guitar. And so anyway, I kind of, at one point, I tried it. I didn't have any other guitar at the time, so I took my kind of beloved 1970 Martin guitar, and I ordered a sliding fifth string capo. And I got a hand drill and was ready to attach it to the guitar. And I thought, gosh, before I do this, I asked my wife, Claire. I said, Claire, please, will you come over here and just hold your finger down on the fifth string? You know, I changed all the strings over to the right thickness of strings so they'd sound at the right pitches. And I asked her, please hold your finger down on the fifth fret of the upper string. And she did. And then I played it, and it was my dream come true. And so then I told Claire, that's good news, you know, I don't have to drill the holes in this neck of this beautiful old 1970 Martin guitar. When I perform, you can just stand behind me and hold your finger on that fifth fret. And she said, go ahead and drill the holes. So I did.